I would like to give a statement and give an update on our discussion with the US. I think at the last parliament sitting, I explained to our Singaporeans about the negotiation that's ongoing, the discussion and consultation that has been ongoing between US and Singapore at different levels. And I also promised to share with Singaporeans whenever we have some updates, but there's always some confidentiality with regard to negotiations, and I would like to share as much as I can within limits of confidentiality that I must observe as the negotiation is still ongoing. I had a telephone call with the Commerce Secretary of the US, Mr. Howard Lutnick, last Friday, and it was a very productive and a constructive discussion between Singapore and US. This has been arranged before, despite the election. I had to take the call because it's an important discussion between US and Singapore. And it was a very good discussion. I think I explained to Secretary Lutnick the nature of the bilateral trade and business between Singapore and the US. He understood and he emphasized that Singapore is a very important trading partner and economic partner, and he said that emphasized that he trusts Singapore, that is America trusts Singapore, the US trusts Singapore, and he also emphasized that we are a friend, and therefore he wants to see how we can further strengthen the bilateral relationship between US and Singapore. He also explained that the 10% baseline tariff is what he called an umbrella, which means it is not likely to be subject to a negotiation. So it is something that is going to be there to stay for the long term, and therefore it is not he's not able, not in a position to negotiate on the 10% baseline tariff. However, he also pointed out that Singapore being an important trading partner and a friend, he would like to explore creative solutions to see how we can strengthen the bilateral trade between Singapore and US, particularly with regard to critical exports from Singapore to US, exports that are important to us. Some of you may recall that not long ago, US announced that they are looking into potential tariffs, sectoral tariffs on certain exports or imports into the US. And this could include products like pharmaceuticals and other products. They already have specific tariffs on steel and aluminium, if you remember, and other products as well. So I think this is something that is going to be very important to us, because pharmaceuticals are an important part of our exports to the US. It constitutes more than 10% of our total exports to the US. So it is an important product for us. And as US is considering introducing new tariffs on pharmaceuticals, it's important to see how Singapore can seek a concession between Singapore and US to facilitate our exports of these pharmaceuticals to the US. And how these concessions, what form it will take, I think is something that we are still negotiating. I'm not able to share the details with you. But as you know, this is a very important part of our manufacturing sector, and it's an important part of our exports to the US, and the benefit that we can negotiate out of this bilateral relationship is very important. Secretary Lutnick has emphasized several times that he's prepared to start this discussion with us because we are a friend, an important trading partner, and because US trusts Singapore. So I think this is the basis of this negotiation. And in addition to that, we also touch on the issue that is important to Singapore, and that is with regard to the access to high-end AI chips. And we also mentioned that during the parliament sitting, it's an area that we are very concerned, and we want to make sure that our companies will continue to have access to this critical technology that's important for us in areas such as data centers. And as part of the discussion with the US Commerce Secretary, we also touched on this area. And Secretary Lutnick said that from his perspective, he is concerned about the export controls on these chips, not just on Singapore, but generally. And therefore, we took the opportunity to explain to Secretary Lutnick about Singapore's export control system and how we have been working together with the U.S. counterparts on this in this area to the extent that our law permits, and we take a very serious view on companies which violate our rules and regulations, and we also do not condone companies to take advantage of their presence in Singapore to undermine the export controls imposed by other countries. Having explained that, I think Secretary Lunick was satisfied with our system, and again, based on the basis of trust, he's prepared to look at how he can Singapore can work with US to strengthen export controls for these AI, high-end AI chips, to ensure that they end up with designated authorized end users. And because of that, he has suggested that we should work together to see how we can strengthen this arrangement so that Singapore can be assured of a continued supply and access to these high-end AI chips. This is again very important for our economy because we have a growing sector of data centers and high-end computing business. And the companies like the super scalers like Google's and Amazon and so on, and Microsoft, these are it's important for them to have continued access to these high-end AI chips. So I think these two areas are very important, and it's something that we are very happy to see there's progress being made in our discussion between Singapore and the US. I must stress that it is not a done deal yet. There's still a lot of negotiation that we need to engage the US, but it is a good start. And this whole process is really based on the basis of trust between US and Singapore, which has taken us many decades to build. I think now it is a time for us to rely on, to leverage on this trust to progress Singapore's bilateral relationship between Singapore and the US. So I think that's an important milestone. And we, at the end of the discussion, both the Secretary and I agreed that we should press on with our discussion to look to explore practical solutions, practical ways to implement our agreements, and see how we can do so quickly, and just focus on the key considerations, and so that it doesn't have a protracted process of negotiation. So I think we agree that at the different levels, we'll continue to consult one another, to engage each other, to see how we can work out a creative way and a practical way to implement some of these important decisions and important agreements between Singapore and US to facilitate our trade, our exports to the US, as well as our access to high-end AI computer chips.
Fabian from CNA Digital. Both yourself and PM Wong actually mentioned at the rallies yesterday, you know, what you've been doing in this space. Since we are right smack in the middle of the hustings now, can you explain the significance of this from a campaigning perspective? Do you think this issue is something on which voters' decisions will turn?
First, I must apologize to Punggol residents that I need to peel off from the campaign at the end of on Friday evening. That was morning time in the US, so the timing is quite tricky. We have a very small window that both of us are available to be able to talk to each other. So we had that conference call arranged some time ago, and of course the option is to say, well, I'm in the midst of a campaign, why not we postpone the negotiation. But I thought it's a very critical discussion, and Secretary Lunick is not someone that is available all the time. So it's important engagement that we have fixed some time ago. So I decided better not defer it, and I just have to make myself available during the period of time. Make a quick trip from Punggol to MTI, took the conference call, and came back quickly to continue my campaign. In the Punggol. But I think, fortunately, it was a very productive and a constructive discussion between Singapore and US. I think I'm glad that I did it, and it's important for us to continue to press on with the momentum so that we can conclude the negotiation ASAP.